Jester, what's the worst thing you read about our pal Opie on Google? Yeah, what's the worst thing?
What's the worst?
You actually want me to say the worst
thing? Yeah.
Oh, there was the whole thing about... If you look up Claire Jeopardy on the internet, you can find me easier.
Who'd you beat?
I was in the teen tournament.
No, I know, but who'd you beat? Like, was it some egghead?
I mean, we're all eggheads. That's how we got there.
Who was the host?
I was on with Alex Trebek.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm at least old enough for that. How is he?
Yeah, no, I know. Besides that, but was he great?
Was he nice? Wonderful.
Yeah?
Alex Trebek was so nice.
I got a connection to Alex Trebek.
Okay.
His wife went to my school and was on my school bus every day. And I was friends with her brother, who died tragically when he crashed his car into a tree. Cheers.
Right.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Tragic.
Cheers.
Tragic.
Tragedy.
Hey, it's a true story.
I didn't get to interact with Alex Trebek a whole lot, just because, like, I don't know how much you guys know about the history of Jeopardy's creation.
All of it. Sure.
But Jeopardy was actually created as a joke off of the 1950s game show scandals.
Yes.
Merv
Griffin.
Yes, exactly. So Merv Griffin and his wife were on an airplane. And they were talking about how, so in the 50s, right, there were all these game show cheating scandals where it came out that producers were rigging game shows in favor of the contestants that were getting them the best ratings. And when the whistleblowers came out and said this was all happening, right, they made a whole movie about it, 94 quiz show. I wasn't alive for it.
I'm
just laughing. No, I'd call it. You got to say 1994.
So supposedly
you weren't there, man.
I'm code switching to be with old people.
They made this movie 7 years before I was born. Anyway.
So they, right, this whole quiz show cheating scandal. And so the American public didn't really trust game shows anymore. And so Merv Griffin and his wife were talking on an airplane. Probably. Aren't we all a little bit?
He really was. There's nothing wrong with being a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. We learn about fruits, right?
Just don't be a DC fruit. You understand?
Yeah, don't be a DC
fruit. Anyway, back to circling back to Jeopardy.
Back to Jeopardy.
All right, go ahead.
So they're on a plane.
So they're on a plane, and he was saying, like, man, isn't it so sad that we can't, like, have game shows anymore? Because the American public doesn't trust it. Because they think that we are going to give the contestants the answers. His wife looked at him and was like, well, what if we made a game show where we did give them the answers?
Oh, wow.
And she went, and then he goes, well, that's stupid. That's what got us in the that's what got us in trouble in the first place. And she was like, no. We give them the answers. They tell us the question.
This was Merv Griffin's
wife. It was his wife.
It was the 50s.
And he made all the money for it.
It was the 70s.
It was, was it? Not?
Sure, 60s. The original.
It was the 60s.
Late 60s. Okay.
Yeah, with Art Fleming was in the 60s. Late, mid, late 60s.
Merv Griffin had a wife?
Like, yeah,
I'm not.
I had no idea. Right.
But
well, it was
he
also
had a bunch of pool boys. Though.
So that is how Jeopardy.
I never knew that.
Pool boy.
And so Alex Trebek took a lot of pride in making sure that the
interaction was only on camera.
Exactly. He made sure that there was no accusations of collusion could be made. He came out and was very polite and cordial with us. Excuse me, at the start, the only real words I ever got to say to him, other than him congratulating me for winning and being kind, you know, when I was on stage.
Good luck, bro.
Was
no, I can't loan you $100,000.
The only thing I got out of him was he came out during our practice round just to, like, peek his head out, and he was wearing a white t-shirt, an acid-washed denim jacket,
nice.
And acid-washed denim jeans, and I went, nice Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Man. Cheers to Claire.
Did he roll his eyes?
Or? He laughed.
Okay, cheers. Good.
That should have been the motivation for me to do comedy. But my last, like, comic influence that I wanted to talk about, she's a gigantic wrestling fan and makes jokes about it all the time. Her name's Robin Tran. I actually just saw her. She was in New York last weekend. And, oh, my God, one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen. Such a dark, sarcastic sense of humor.
Her name's Robin Tran?
Robin Tran.
All right.
She's Vietnamese. She's been on the scene for, like,
wait, she's Vietnamese and her
now.
Last name is Tran? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Extra part?
And she is trans, so.
Oh.
Park and confirmed.
That's not fun when it's real.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, but cheers, she's hilarious.
Trans. Cheers to trans. No. You don't cheers trans?
Yes, I'll I do. To, I was reading something.
I'll cheers to trans and trans.
Cheers to trans.
Love all, serve all. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Love all. You serve all.
Now she,
learning something about Robin.
She's the master of 9/11 jokes.
Better than Pete Davidson.
Is. Sorry.
That's actually, you know what? He's got the personal connection, but.
Pete Davidson was a friend of mine until he got super famous.
Damn.
Cheers. Now he blows me off and says hi to me through third parties. Nice.
He's right? A weasel.
Weasel.
What?
You called him a weasel?
Yeah.
Because he blew me off.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Don't F with hope.
God damn it,
I mean, he
kind of
looks
we're
like
back.
One.
Me and you are back.
We're buds again. That back to number three.
We're back. We're
friends again. All right, good. That was tough.
Matt's trying to make it. Well, he's not really trying. I want him to.
I don't have to do anything. I just keep climbing the ladder. It's great.
I want him to be one of my top five friends. He's like,
I'm there now. You already gave me three last 6 weeks
ago. Yeah, but
up and down, slide scale.
It's a sliding scale.
Claire,
trust
you're
me.
All right.
Shoots
man.
And ladders.
I don't like that you're really young. That sucks. But besides that.
Well, you know, want to hear a great thing
oh,
about
we can
that?
Bring in a whole new audience, man.
Oh, sure we are.
Great.
People are jumping off buildings. They can't believe how young
more
she is.
Z.
Just reminding them of how old they are.
A great thing about me being young is that eventually I will get old.
That is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
Right.
Die.
Yeah,
we already agreed. 74, we're out.
You're gonna live like decades.
Not a clean 75.
She's gonna live decades after we die.
Maybe.
Decades.
Maybe she's gonna get too close to her freaking cancer research.
Dude, she's gonna figure
yeah,
out
I'm
her
around,
own cancer.
Whoops. I'm around carcinogens every day. I'll probably get cancer and die at like 57.
57.
Well, your mom was around it when she gave birth to you. That's for
so
sure.
We're all dying around 74.
But you know what I say is that as a cancer biologist and a comedian, it means that by day I cure cancer and by night I am cancer.
Oh,
so.
Damn it. That's heavy.
I don't know.
That should be the name of your special when you go to Netflix.
Cancer by Night.
And
Cancer by
one day you're going to be on Netflix.
Cancer After Dark.
And you're going to forget me. You're going to forget about me like Amy Schumer did. But at least name
at least,
your special.
At least you'll be funny.
At least I won't steal my jokes.
Oh! We bow to you.
Oh, thank you.
You really think she stole jokes?
Cheers
oh,
to
absolutely.
That one.
Absolutely.
My friend Patrice O'Neill, if you want to know the truth. You
so,
live in South Florida.
I'm originally from South Florida.
Fort
yes.
Myers area.
In the Fort Myers area.
Sanibel Island, which got destroyed by that hurricane.
What is that, like Southwest Florida or something?
Southwest.
Yeah.
Honestly, Fort Myers, not so much, but Sanibel Island is amazing. Used
mm-hmm.
to be, but now it's like a mess, right?
Yeah. I mean, I really hope they are able to rebuild, but. With the expense of just all that like hurricane insurance, people are gonna have to pay to start businesses up there again. It's all gonna become luxury condos, and that's really sad because Sanibel is such a lovely little community.
I love it. I went there on vacation once, and I picked up all the seashells.
All of them?
You could do a lot of. You could pick up a lot of shells, and she'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
help me out here.
Sanibel is like
they're known for their shells.
Help. They're known for their shells, and also, I mean, the beach on like the south end of the island. Has just a crazy amount of sand dollars there.
Really?
Sand dollars, too.
Yeah. Right.
So here's my story. So I put all my shells on the dresser in my hotel room, went out to dinner to the bubble room. Let's go local. Let's go local. And then maybe we went to Pinocchio ice cream. I don't know. Maybe. Right? See?
Yeah, yeah. So your shells. The shells
I applied to work there
the...
when I was 16, but they didn't want me.
So the shells were left on the dresser.
They were there when you
dresser.
Got back?
Well, they were all over the floor.
Yeah.
They were alive.
They just crawled in your bed and
crawled
then,
off the dresser and committed
and
suicide.
Died. Right. And now they're shells. Now they're just shells.
You pick up these shells, you're like, you don't know they're still alive. I was like, what the hell happened? Was there a hurricane, an earthquake down here?
Yeah, Opie, that's what comes with experience of living in Florida. You always check and you look real close for that crab living inside that shell.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're
we
technically.
Never check for crabs.
I could go
we
into federal shave. Law on the protection status of
Ooh.
of wildlife when you remove them from the beach.
I want to feel really old. So, name your favorite movie and your favorite band.
Oh, crap.
Oh, man. Okay. Favorite movie is always really, really hard for me because I don't watch enough movies.
Godfather?
Well, clearly you didn't watch the Godfather movie close enough.
What year did that come out?
The Godfather was, what was it, 1974?
Two.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it was close. Okay.
Godfather 2 is 1974.
Okay. One of them was 1974.
Definitely 1974, yeah.
I like the Rain Man.
My favorite movie. I honestly don't know.
Not your second favorite.
Do you have a movie that you go to?
I watch a lot of TV shows. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Favorite classic movie.
Favorite classic movie? Okay, what year are we counting? What year are we counting as classic?
All right,
old school
TV show then, if that's what you're going with. Series, you watch it. You like a series?
Probably MASH.
Jeffersons.
All right,
yeah.
We're back,
moving on up
to the east side.
I love Blacks. Oh, what happened?
I just laughed.
Well, now you know that was. Do you know what the Jeffersons was a spinoff of?
Yeah, All in the Family. Archie Bunker.
Shows that you can't.
Damn, I keep drinking my beer.
Gen Z can be knowledgeable.
Of course.
Yeah, we used to make kick-ass sitcoms. Now they're. They stink.
All right, favorite band?
The like one band I used to be really into is like really embarrassing to say that I used to be really into it.
Yeah.
Which is AJR.
Nobody knows it.
It's a very Gen Z thing.
All right. That's what Opie was going for. You needed to stump us, and you have. Congratulations.
We're playing Stump the Old Guy.
I loved AJR. I still enjoy their music, but it's very like.
Ew.
It does kind of give like 13-year-old boy energy, like sad 13-year-old.
Nobody wants that.
What kind of music are they?
AJ?
I would say pop. AJR.
AJR.
Pop, a little bit of like electronic.
Never heard of them.
Oh my God, AJR. Are they Asian?
Asian Junior.
No, they're like, they're what?
What'd you say?
It's an Asian Junior. AJR. I don't know. Got this guy.
When I edit this, I'll laugh my ass off. I didn't hear it.
Nah, it's just the initials
there are
of
things Matt does on these things under his breath.
I'm dizzy. I'm legitimately dizzy.
While I'm editing, I start laughing my ass off. Why did I not pick up on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. AJR, never heard.
The person who said she blinded me with science. Actually, you know what band I have always really liked? It's the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, it's been about a week.
Yeah,
little Canadian band, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't. I haven't listened to them in a while, but
nobody has. Yeah.
But you know, I grew up listening to them. So
yeah, sure, okay, sure, sure.
Yeah.
That's good. Right. That's good.
What's your favorite TV show? Oh, no, we did that. I guess we did.
What's your favorite color?
I feel like this is a really bad
first date. It's black, right?
This is a really bad first date. I'm actually, it's even better than that. It's yellow.
Oh, God. I didn't want to.
See, that's the...
Don't say yellow.
The sad thing is...
You're not allowed to say yellow unless you are.
It objectively is my favorite color. Like, on any other day, I'm wearing a lot of yellow.
Doesn't it hurt like yellow?
That's like the last song you want to play the Asian girl you're going on a date with.
Yellow.
There was a comedian who made a big bit about Coldplay songs you shouldn't play.
Green eyes. Because
I don't steal jokes.
What's the bit?
It was like she made a chart of like the Coldplay songs you shouldn't play for your Asian date.
All of them.
Right.
And yellow was the top one you shouldn't play. But there were a bunch of them and I forget what they were.
Yeah, the fishing boat. Isn't that one? No, that's not their song.
Holy shit. John Quartz. Oh. AJR's big song is Bang, 400 million streams on Spotify.
But see, Bang isn't their best song. Bang is like a mediocre song, never the most popular one. You gotta look, okay, their best albums are objectively The Click and Neo Theater, 2017, 2019.
Yeah.
Way better storytelling.
I wouldn't agree, but.
The way they craft their albums like a musical, phenomenal. I love that. That's but when they got possibly. To OK Orchestra, it just wasn't the same anymore.
Do you like Led Zeppelin?
I haven't listened to enough Led Zeppelin. Although I did get the
Robert Plant reference. We're going to fix it.
The what?
I did get the Robert Plant reference.
Earlier?
I did get that reference.
For sure?
Yeah.
She doesn't know what radio is. She knows it, but it wasn't part of our life.
I listened to the radio until I was about 17 years old.
That's about when it stopped working.
What did you listen to on the radio?
Assorted Sirius XM there channels. Reverb, yeah.
Not even radio.
I used to work for Sirius. Get out! Is there a door over there?
No, man? There's no door.
Sometimes I listened to FM radio when I got tired of it.
What were your channels on Sirius?
Because I'm a dork. XM72 Broadway. And it was a I don't know if did the channels change locally? I don't know.
I don't know. No. They fired me, Claire.
No. That's all the
That's
same.
Why I'm doing this in a face.
My dungeon. Anyway, can we get some money for beer?
Oh yeah, it's buying us a beer Tuesday. We're turning off the stream unless we get beer money, right?
Yeah. Right, in three.
Two.
No, no, worry. Give me a couple more. Three.
No, let's give them 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Where are we at? Yeah, if we don't get beer money in 5 minutes, we turn this off, Claire. Sorry.
And
then what? We're just going to go drink beer anyway?
Exactly.
Oh, we're not going to do that.
You got chili?
Of course I got chili. Spring rolls?
You want a jacket?
Oh, we're doing spring. We're doing corned beef and cabbage spring rolls for St. Patrick's Day.
I can't tell if that would be amazing or horrifying.
You'll find out.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Corned beef and cabbage spring rolls?
Baby.
Like, objectively...
with horseradish Dijon mustard.
As the dip?
Yeah.
Objectively, that makes sense from a culinary perspective.
Until you feel
that
crisp.
Sounds amazing.
And the heat.
What, are you a chef, too?
I'm dating one.
Who are you dating?
Food sorry, network? Sorry, men on the stream who are, like, objectively
ask us
over
if
50.
You could have a boyfriend on the show.
Oh, do you get a lot of guys hitting on you? Over what? Old men?
Usually.
Old men asking for dudes?
Usually, yeah.
Oh, you told me that upstairs too. Sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it. I learned my lesson after the first time.
To call men perverts.
Wait, do they really ask for nudes?
Yes.
Come on.
They ask.
I mean,
it's not like Pitchfork demands.
I mean, I believe you. Guys, get your shit together.
I get a lot of. I get a lot of Instagram DMs about my OnlyFans, which I don't have
yet.
I'm not that desperate yet.
You don't have to be desperate. Sometimes you can make a car payment or something with it.
I know some phenomenal comics who have OnlyFans where they don't show anything.
Right. You don't have to be.
But I don't feel like
you could be lame like that if you wanted.
But Claire's going to do a comedy night here at Gep Arts, April 1st, possibly.
April Fools.
Right? You know, I'm going to go. I want to check that out. Can I do a couple minutes on stage?
If you want.
If no one's here.
No, if everyone's here.
No one's here. I'll do five.
You
minutes.
Do five, and I'll do two and a half.
You can
usually,
do five.
I can do five, but I'm not going.
Five goes by a lot slower than you realize.
No, I got stories where my brother tried to blow himself in the bathtub. Trust me.
I believe you have five minutes.
I'll tell one dumb story.
You clearly have 90 minutes.
McDonald's got rid of the McRib, so Ronald McDonald can blow himself.
That's a joke. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Like there's it. More fast food ones, actually.
I like fast food jokes. It's one of my favorite genres.
But you know what it is?
What?
KFC. KFC's Twitter
follows
only 11 people. And this is true, right? Did you see this?
I know this. I know this. Yeah.
KFC's Twitter only follows 11 people. And their guy's named
Herb.
And the Spice Girl. So it's 11 herbs
and spices.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I think it's actually true.
Oh, my God.
Check it out, folks.
I just want to make an observation. She's Asian, and her eyes open up way more than mine.
But you're lazy.
I just feel like I'm less tired.
What's that?
I've had the world weigh down on me less.
Yeah, so far.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
She's spry.
I'm 22. Yeah. I've had my 22-year-old versions of hardships.
Stretch.
You want me to say it?
I don't remember being 22 anymore.
I feel like I was already a grumpy old guy.
By the way, once again, we love to do unboxings at Gep Arts. I know it's stupid, but if you want to like send us stuff, what's the address, Matt?
It's 228 West 72nd Street, New York, New York, 10023. Care of Gep Arts.
What have we got? We've got an Auburn hat. We got the mug and the t-shirt that's on the keg. Do you want to show them? Move out of the way, Claire. That's the big get today.
I'll move my boobs.
Move your boobs. All right. What else we get?
Just looked right at him because you said it.
I know.
We did all look.
Your fault.
I was pandering.
You can't say right that and then not know that we're going to look.
Worst part was they were looking at me.
And then we also got a bottle of whiskey. You got a bottle of whiskey?
Where's that whiskey?
Where'd that go?
Dude, the guy asked me, did you try the whiskey?
Where the hell's the whiskey?
That. Darren Albertson sent you that.
We got to go get it.
Yeah.
You don't know where it is?
How am I supposed to know?
He's wondering if
I don't work here. I just...
You don't work.
You're all in the place.
I just sit in the basement with my friends.
Blair, I'm rich, successful, and good looking. My wife gives me one hall pass per month.
Are you free Friday?
Are you free Friday? One of our listeners.
You know, I
would help our
we're going to have to validate that hall pass. Make sure it's authentic.
I am in a monogamous relationship right now. So.
I didn't know Gen Z did monogamy.
You know, we're not very good at it, but sometimes we try.
Did you slip up already?
None of us are good at it. Although, this polyamory is making a comeback.
You gotta really ought to consider polyamory, you know.
All right. Should we get another beer?
Yeah. We just got $15 for beer.
All right.
So I'll go get the expensive shit.
I need to really quickly send a text message.
I don't know where it is.
Can you give me something fun, Matt? You want something different than last time?
I'll take the same.
Yeah, let's, all
right, I got something for you.
I just ran out of here. I don't blame her. This is fun, Robert. I don't like being with 23 balls. It's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe not really. I mean, it's
smells nice.
Well, it's more of wonderful personality, very smart, you know, not making us feel intentionally feeling too old.
I get nephews and nieces that are like way older than her now.
Yeah, I mean, but
weird,
you know,
man, let's make believe we weren't talking about her when she comes back. All right, what's going on with you, Robert?
I got a few more days of work, and then I am taking a week off from most of life, and I need that.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want to come out to the beach? You're going to be there for 2 weeks. This might be our last Tuesdays at Get Parks because I got a spring break.
Well, not forever.
And we're doing a staycation. Yay! The ocean in the middle of March.
that's sort of where I'm going to do, yeah.
Oh, players back. Great. We were talking about you.
Oh. I love being talked about when I'm not here.
We said you were hot. We said you were young. We said that you make us uncomfortable. What else we say, Robert? She might as well hear all of it.
I feel like those are the best. Because
she'll
best
watch
things
it.
You could have said.
Huh?
And she'll watch
she
it.
She's going to watch this. Why would she watch
I could
this?
Go back and just, you know, just check for this specific part just to see.
Oh, damn, we're getting body.
You have Woo! Google Alerts set up for your name, don't you?
I actually don't, but my mom does.
You, as a performer, you want to.
Claire, you know, I should.
Claire, stay standing because the money's coming in now.
I know.
Spawn,
let me $5. Let me just get on the chair.
No, don't sit.
No. I was going to stand on
you're
the chair.
You're in luck. I actually gave up monogamy for life. Last year, it was sobriety.
There we go.
The year before that, it was honoring HIV. Jesus Christ. And then Barrister with the $10. I'll donate 50 to sniff one.
All right. See, you got to keep it above board.
No, he's cool. Everything he does is a skunk fart spin. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry I ran.
You fart?
No, girls don't fart.
Wait, you ran why?
Oh, I tutor a kid in math because, again, I don't make any money. And so I forgot what time it was, and so I just pushed our tutoring session to 8.
So you're a biologist, a stand-up comedian, you're dating an award-winning chef, and you tutor.
I'm dating a chef.
Oh.
I'm dating a chef my age. So
no, but we
Anthony Bourdain won awards at 22.
And we have a soft spot.
Carl Ruiz run.
Red, we have a soft spot for chefs, for real. So what's his specialty? Sit down. You can sit down. You don't have to show off your.
No, I mean, he does French cooking. He's
French. I hate French cooking.
I mean, that's usually
too
what
creamy.
You.
I'm too old for creamy.
That's usually what you learn in culinary school is French cooking.
Pastries.
You start there.
So
sure.
He works in a fusion restaurant right now.
French what?
It's a.
Oh, the Siri popped on. I said something stupid. Hold on, I got to turn off my Siri.
You said the word French.
So why would that turn on my Siri, Claire?
I don't know. French turns me on. I'm sorry.
This is a
sir.
Check it out.
Check what out, Siri?
Dude, your Siri's a dude.
Yeah. Oh, what? You can change that.
Mine is a very intelligent, lovely Irish woman.
Yeah. So Siri is automatically an American woman.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you could change it. Yeah.
So it's
and my Alexa's an English woman.
Oh, mine is Arnold.
Mine's an Australian man because Australian accents are hot.
That's
I got five people that watched this from Australia.
You guys have your
guys,
accent there.
I'm not taken.
Wait, what's your specialty with the math tutoring?
I mean, he's like a family friend from back home.
No,
so.
What? Algebra? Algebra?
I can do algebra. I can do geometry.
No,
I can
he,
do.
Wait,
what is he doing?
This is an excellent question. We were discussing this a couple weeks ago. What the fuck with the new math?
No, we don't like new math either.
Okay, good. Oh, so you feel old.
I mean, we never liked it when it was like around to begin with.
We didn't like being taught the new math.
No.
Let me ask you something, Claire. What makes you feel like you were 22?
What makes me feel old?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What makes you feel old, for real?
Well, okay, it depends. Okay, there's two different versions of feeling old. There's a feeling old that comes with being like,
God, we're getting money, bro. Money.
Just like
I might be able to pay for beers today. Cheers.
A general, cheers. Like, ugh, feeling of, ugh, I'm getting
no,
old
just
and
sad.
Bad
food. Okay, yeah.
Or there's a feeling old that comes with a sense of superiority.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever felt superior because of my age.
Would you spill on yourself?
Yeah.
I feel superior when I take my bag off on the train.
Because you got wet jeans.
These fucking numbnuts still don't do it today.
Claire, don't read this comment.
Don't
read it.
Look, man.
Don't
again,
read nice
you,
heavies.
You,
don't
you,
read it, Claire.
You should have seen
I
what
said
people
rice
said
from back here.
You should have seen what people said about me on Twitter when I was 16.
Wait, what?
What? They attacked you while you were on Jeopardy?
Wait, see? What? Say that again?
Twitter removed pretty much all of it because it was, like, insane.
Wait, what happened? Wait, what?
Wait, you used to be good-looking?
Hey, yo!
She's good-looking. Look, it's a little creepy for me to say that. I get it, but you're good-looking. What happened, though?
I appreciate it. No.
Yeah, what
no,
an achievement, right?
When I was on
Barra Support 1, $5. Claire, please give us a good booty view.
No, thank you.
Dude, they'll give me $100 though, and we can pay for all the beer today.
He's got a point, but
no, I'm just. No, I
don't
want her to feel like that.
Don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Did I just say that out loud? But that's how I really. Okay. What happened at 16?
No, I was on Jeopardy, and I won, and there was this whole conspiracy theory on Twitter that the only reason I won was because I was blowing Alex Trebek.
Oh man.
I'm gonna look you up.
And I was like, okay.
Are you on the internet?
I'm aggressively on the internet.
Claire Star. Wait, what?
Claire Sattler. S-A-T-T. You can look up Claire Jeopardy. You'll find me. Claire Jeopardy.
Claire Starlet.
T-L-E-R. Jeopardy. Wait, I want to see Claire on Jeopardy. Dude, we have our first celebrity. We've been doing this for 6 months. We haven't had a celebrity.
Celebrities.
Oh, yeah, you don't come up. You don't come up.
Well, you're not on a Wi-Fi, genius.
You're not on this closed network.
But yeah, so I like.
Did you just call me a genius? All right.
It was sarcasm. Don't worry.
I love.
It's still funny though. Sarcasm's still funny.
Does someone have a phone that works? Because I want to see her on Jeopardy.
Work it.
Barrister, did Barrister write me again, or is that the same thing? Well, crap. Now my keyboard. Okay, Jesus, Barrister. Sorry, Claire, that you had to see that.
So basically there are just people who are assholes.
People who are assholes, and they were assholes in like a really specific,
that's you?
Like, that's me when I was in high school. See, this
Wait, that's you at 16?
Yes, because I lived in Florida, so I had a tan.
Claire, you look all right, man. What happened to you?
Let it go.
I'm kidding.
College.
No, the joke.
Paying the bills.
You literally look like you haven't aged. All right, very good.
I just cut my hair. And
Claire
got pale.
Claire on Jeopardy.
Oh,
my God.
What a cutie.
Aw.
Your eyes are closed there. Not good.
Hey, I'm Asian.
Oh.
Oh, they're not closed.
But no, so there was this whole thing where people were saying, like,
Claire, we've never gone this long on a live stream, by the way.
They were saying all this crazy stuff about how, like, oh, the only way she could have won is if she was, like, blowing Alex Trebek.
Okay, we heard that part, Claire.
And so, no, it was just really fucked up.
Everyone heard the part about
So,
you.
In all honesty, did that, like, did were there people who, like, helped you through that? Or are you just like, no, these fuckers are just assholes.
And you know, it was a really tough time for like a kid to be basically told that like their academic accomplishment was because they had performed some sort of sexual favor on an adult man, where that
really
technically would have been statutory rape.
Sure.
That's not fun.
Although you are in Florida.
All
right, let's
But it was just a tough time. And I really got through it because of my fellow contestants, honestly, because they were...
Do you hang out with the fellow contestants?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Why?
Because they're some of my losers. Best friends you in the won. Entire world. Yeah,
they're losers.
That's you a won. Bonding experience.
Nah, and
how cool is that? Well, she's acting as a leader does. Take the underlings under the wing.
Being on national TV with a bunch of nerds when you're in high school is a very, very bonding experience.
See, we did it too late.
Yeah.
If we'd been on national television when we were teenagers,
what show could we have been on national TV?
I have no idea.
Holy I don't know. Shit. You could have been on the Catch Me If You Can, but on the other end.
So there was an earlier question.
Pressure Luck. We could have been on Pressure Luck. Claire, do you know what Pressure Luck is?
I can imagine, but I don't know.
I was on TV, too. What did I do, Rob? I forget. What did I do on TV?
Hey, I was on the History Channel.
You were on Entertainment Tonight. You were on Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 2.
Keep going, Robert. 11. Keep going. I used to be someone.
Was it Letterman? Letterman.
Oh, I was on Letterman. I was on Leno. I was on Fallon. You know the Fallon, right? You probably mm-hmm. don't know the Letterman because he's been retired for a while.
He's talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, I know Letterman. I'm not dumb.
David Letterman's like the cool hip grandpa.
Yeah, he's fucking... And he loves Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm.
Also,
he inducted them into the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
To be if you're a comedian and you don't know who David Letterman is, like, what's wrong with you?
We're so old. Online dating for us was really bad.
That's how I met my wife.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awkward.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, Matt's wife's awesome. Relax, everybody.
I know. Oh, they?
Yeah. I see.
What are they
doing?
Saying about my wife?
Let me get rid of the comments, Matt. You don't want to know.
I'd.
Oh, my God. I would love to watch Biden with a laugh track. Sorry. I just...
Oh, you're not a Biden fan?
I mean, no one in Gen Z is. It just depends on what direction
you
fall.
Are you a Trump fan?
No.
Are you kids against politics? Please say you are.
I mean...
Please give this old man...
I wish I could be fully against politics.
Who's your favorite politician?
I don't know. I don't like any politicians.
That's an unanswerable question.
You know, I just
say
have a.
It.
I,
say
I,
it.
No, I don't. Like, I don't like politicians as people.
RFK
Jr.
Ew. Did you just see that
show once?
Really?
Did you see that?
And he also worked out at my gym. He's like, "Are you done with that?" I said, "Yes, I am, sir. Go ahead."
You know who's? He just announced who's on his short list.
Who for a VP?
Uh huh.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Go on.
All right.
All these anti-vaxxers.
Well, no, because he throws the football, right? And you remember the football's the briefcase with the.
All right, let me go back to your comments. I think they're done talking about Matt's wife. Oh, no, they're not. They're not done. No, they're not done. Jesus.
I thought that said I met my wife on a PDF.
Okay, all right. That's good. That's
I would have loved that.
No, who's your favorite politician for real?
I really don't have
I hate
one.
All
you
politicians.
You can't have a favorite politician. It's
no, they just, they all suck.
I almost said I love you, which would have been creepy. I get it. But I'll cheers you on that. I hate all politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Robert's a big fucking Trump fan, but.
Fuck that.
I mean, my parents to this day think I'm going to get into politics. Like, they think I'm going to be a politician.
I can see it.
Although.
We don't care if people hate you, right?
See, but not.
I mean. I do, but I don't. But also, I feel like
you'll help more people with that.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like I'm too. I feel like I'm too uncensored. To like, I'm Midwestern censored, but I'm not politics level censored to be able to.
Do you ever vote?
Yeah, of course I have.
I don't vote.
You voted once, haven't you?
I have voted twice.
All right, who would you vote for president?
I would rather not disclose that information.
Oh shit!
Was that your first election? President was
that was my first presidential election. Was 2020? Yes.
2020. So you voted. You didn't vote for Trump. It's obvious. So you voted for Biden. All right. I just wish these guys weren't so old.
I wish they weren't so old too.
You think I'm old? Jesus Christ!
Yeah. What is it? 77 and 81.
77 and 81.
I mean, they're both going to live till 90, I guess.
No.
But like,
one of these guys, whoever is the next president,
you know what
will
I would
die
love?
In office.
Brain death.
President will die in office.
I would love it if they both died during the race right now. So that both parties were forced to replace their candidates with someone new.
We had another party in the goddamn running.
Oh,
you
these two freaking, these third and fourth and fifth parties.
I mean, that's how Europe runs it.
I'm a big fan of third party.
It's just third party in the U.S.
You got 380 million people here, and they give you two
old
pieces
guys.
Of
We don't want to piss off everybody. Maybe we even like one of the guys.
Pretty sure that's why we got into this business.
Let's just put on a MAGA hat, and I'll walk around and eat ice cream, and we got the audience. Claire, you were all right, man. I had my doubts about you. No, Matt said Claire's cool. She's funny.
Aww.
She does comedy nights here
it's
once
not
a month.
Kind of thing, but yeah, I did.
Oh, you said she was cool.
Aww.
So what have you learned today, Claire?
Mm-hmm. What have I learned today?
Yeah, for real. Think it over. Take a minute. I want a whole list of things you learned.
It's that I'm a lot more like my father than I thought.
Is that good?
Annoyed with us?
Which is that I get along with you guys.
Oh, okay. I thought your dad was cute, too.
How old's your father again?
53.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Is there a church nearby?
There's a church nearby. All right. There's a funeral home, actually.
Either one. You guys would love my dad. Ah, yeah, your dad, sure.
He'd be real quiet on a live stream, but he'll be real fun in the bar when there's no cameras on him.
That's what we do up there, so bring him on over.
Yeah, bring him
Where's
on
he
over.
He's in Florida right now?
He's in Florida right now. He was here last weekend. He travels for work sometimes.
Yeah, bring him on out.
Now, the funny thing about the fact that here's the fact that she's 22 is that we're sitting at the same distance from that from the computer.
All right, I know what you're gonna say.
I have trifocals and I still can't.
I need readers. I don't have readers, Claire.
To be fair, I have always had 20/20 vision, and it's gonna hit me when I'm about 50. Because when it hits everybody in my family,
what year will that be?
If I say that, 50? That will make you sad.
What year will you be 50?
Will I be 50? Well, that's in 28 years.
Well, we can do that.
So that is 2052.
$5.
All right. Should we start ramping up?
Yeah, there's an advantage to being born at the beginning of a century because you'll always basically...
Yeah, my grandma
whatever
was born
year it is, you're two back.
But see, I'm one off of that. It's really
annoying.
All right,
one and a half back.
Like okay, here's the thing. So I started school early because I was a gigantic nerd. And so...
You know those kids that went to college when you were 12?
I went to college when I was 17.
Oh, 1 year early?
Yeah, but it's just that, I started school... Like, I started kindergarten when I was little, you know? Like, I went to preschool...
Your birthday's the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too. So I started when I was 4.
Yeah, like they, you know, in Michigan, I don't know, if this is the same in other areas of the country. It's not the same in Florida, but in Michigan, you can, if your birthday is between September and December, you can choose to start your kid early or late. You can choose to start that year or a year later. And so my parents were like,
get out of the house. Yeah.
My parents were like, she's in charge of story time at her preschool, and she's reading.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the only.
Oh, you got!
Oh, yeah. That's a whole different
ball. Yeah, I got high expectations.
That's why. That's why you talk
me
a lot.
Too. But those are my parents. This is on live stream. I shouldn't say that.
They're not watching.
Yeah, but it'll be on the internet eventually.
Nah, not really.
They won't talk about this part.
If
of the
you
episode.
Think that's the only line that's going to get pulled out of this, oh, that's adorable.
No, look, there's plenty of things that can get pulled out of this. My parents would laugh. My parents are confusing in terms of what upsets them and what doesn't. I can never fully tell.
What upsets your parents? My parents are dead, so.
At the age of 22, I feel like I should know at this point what's going to upset. I still can't tell.
About 30.
I know to avoid
topic
of drugs.
That's about one.
I could give you one.
I don't talk about my sex life. I don't talk about that. That
I didn't
doesn't
say
happen.
Sex life. I could give one thing that would piss off your parents.
Sure. Which is?
I ain't saying it.
No, he could, but he won't.
Oh,
see?
Appreciate it.
It's respect for your parents. About.
Thank you, Matt. Jesus.
We're down to the long and winding
thinking.
Road portion of the show.
Yeah, we'll see. I didn't eat enough today. That's.
Let's go eat. Oh, what did you get for $4?
I did a Too Good To Go.
Yeah, but what would you end up?
Too Good To Go.
It was just like Too Good To Go.
What is the drink?
It's an app that you basically, so restaurants will put their extra food at the end of the day into boxes.
And any restaurant?
It's a lot of
restaurants
in New York.
Is it an app?
It's an app.
Holy shit. What is it called?
And you get really cheap food. Too Good To Go.
End of the day bagels. All over the place.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Nah, off the west side. Bagels get eaten up too fast around here.
But wait, so on the app, you get shit for $4?
Yeah, or cheap.
I mean, pretty good food, right?
Yeah, I smell a new series.
Holy crap.
Ooh, too good to go.
I go to a place across the street from where I work, and I'll get food at like 4 p.m. because their pickup is from 3:30 to like 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
And so I'll just go pick up some food, and that's my dinner.
Mm-hmm. See, you figured it out.
What was it? And the app is called Too Good to Be True?
Too Good to Go.
Too Legit to Quit.
Too Legit to Quit? Live Crew?
Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle? All right.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, it was like some chicken breast and some yellow rice and some beans.
Whoa.
About two meals worth of food. Honestly.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good. I like it. All right. This is Claire, comedian. Right?
A comedian.
What do you identify as?
Comedian?
Well, biologist or comedian?
Comedian slash biologist, not biologist slash comedian.
I don't like
those. There we go.
Those
a funny biologist.
Those pronouns could be flipped, but I prefer them in this direction.
Claire, this is how old we are. We don't deal with pronouns.
We use them in everyday life.
We still know not to end our sentences in a preposition.
Right.
Yeah.
I come from a time there was only two bathrooms, Claire. Claire, what are you reading?
First floor and second floor. That's what I meant.
Was that bad?
I just saw the second half of that and laughed.
This? Claire, what are you reading? I'm currently reading Tax Tips for Millionaires and How to Live with a Giant. The barrister's killing it today.
That's good.
Barrister's perfect. Killing it and giving us beer money.
Thank you.
The rest of you watch this for free, you bitch. Sorry.
You're old man. I know why you said
it. He's a man, right?
You're mad. You're angry. As soon as he hits that
angry, we just keep
then the real rant begins about you.
Cheap
mother apps.
I'm angry because we gave him good entertainment tonight and they can't even fucking.
Oh, no. I mean, I think Claire carried us.
Yeah, but look how weak the fucking likes are even. They can't even hit like.
Well, they don't like it. Why would they hit like if they don't fucking like it? This thing sucks.
Claire, where did we?
Claire carried us today.
Claire, where can we find
Robert,
you?
A couple of good ones.
You can find me on Instagram and on TikTok. Instagram at Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E dot Sattler, S-A-T-T-L-E-R. And on TikTok at Claire dot Satt, C-L-A-I-R-E dot S-A-T. Mostly little comedy TikToks. It really,
dancing shit?
God, no.
All right, good.
But you can find her do her stand-up at Gebhard's Beer Culture.
You can
occasionally
stand-up here, but once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a show every Fool's Day now.
Trivia on Monday nights
at
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Claire, you
7:30.
7:30 o'clock.
You passed our stupid audition. We'll have you back.
Amazing.
No, you're really good.
But we'll call you, so you just sit by the phone.
Yeah, you'll see me enough.
Robert, anything?
This has been fun. This has been great. It's great as we head off into vacation. Maybe.
You're going on vacation? Where are you going?
He's got a real job.
Are you going back to Vegas?
He's got a real job.
In June, I am for Deadco.
Deadco? Don't say dead. Like she.
But she's not talking directly.
She knows who John Mayer is. Right?
No,
he's a little old. He's a little old.
Come on.
I know who. I basically. Here's how to date me and make me sound even more like my 75% white woman.
Yo, you got a boyfriend. Chef guy.
Which is to say that all I know about John Mayer is that he dated Taylor Swift in like 2009 and did her dirty, and that's.
Did he though?
What, like in the butt?
And now he dates
Annie Cohen.
And that's how we got the iconic song Dear John and on Taylor Swift's iconic album 2010.
None of that's true.
Okay, John Mayer fan.
Can I brag?
I know Taylor Swift.
I almost double dated with John Mayer.
Damn.
What do you mean, like you two and her?
It was going to be me and my now wife.
I almost dated a fellow Jeopardy contestant, so.
Who cares? They're stupid
nerds. John Mayer and Katy Perry.
Nerds. No, John Mayer, I think he was at the Sting show when Sting.
I would date Sting.
Sting was playing the lute, and John Mayer was there. And then backstage, he knows of the Opie and Anthony show and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, hey, Jessica's flying in. You guys want to get dinner?
Oh, it goes back before Katy Perry.
Way back.
Chicken of the sea.
I almost did a double date with John Mayer, Jessica Simpson, and my now wife. Cheers. I used to be really famous, Claire. I know. I know.
I Googled you before I did this.
Oh, my God.
How did it feel?
And you still showed up.
And I still showed up.
Down in the basement.
What did the Google say?
No. You know, you Google yourself every morning. I check your history.
What did the Google say?
I'd rather not disclose that information.
Oh, that means like
he look how far you can fall.
You might remember him. He used to be famous back in all right. Barrister's back. Oh shit. Oh wait, did we do Barrister?
I saw someone say Dice Clay in the comments, Chubby and I was Zielinski like, Andrew again? Dice Clay?
No joke. Did I see Chubby Zielinski again?
Oh, damn. Barrister's being serious. No joke. I took a dump at John Mayer's backyard. Totally serious. I love you even more, Barrister.
I mean, that's
no, awesome. John Mayer's a cool dude, actually. That's, all right, we're going to go.
Jeopardy is one thing, but that's
pretty bad. Achievement. That's the comment of the
that's
day.
That's worth $100,000 right there.
You don't need to get paid for that.
$100.
Yeah. Doing it is getting paid.
All right, Claire did her plugs. Robert did his. Matt has a great joint on the Upper West Side. Please come and see us.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you got the ping pong. Ping pong.
Jesus. Yeah, we got ping pong shows.
No, we got the pinball.
Careful.
We got the pinball.
Pander to,
no
my Asian,
filming.
Pander to my Asian heritage for the ping pong.
Well, you had, on one of the old episodes, you guys, I think.
Oh, damn. We just got 9 out of 9. We might have to stay. Chester, what's the worst thing you read about our pal Opie on Google? Yeah, what's the worst thing?
What's the worst?
Do you actually want me to say the worst
thing? Yeah.
Oh, there was the whole thing about, what was it? It was something about, like, I forget what the phrase, it was objectively a funny pun, but a poorly thought out concept. Maybe it was funny at the time.
The 90s were different.
Did it involve bumper stickers?
But it was something about like, it was like, show me your tits like someday of the week.
Oh, bumper stickers. Whip 'em out Wednesday?
Whip 'em out Wednesday. That's what it was. That's what it was.
You
don't
know what Whip 'em out Wednesday is?
No, of course I didn't. I'm 22, but I saw that and I was like, funny pun. I can see how that backfired horribly.
Actually, it didn't.
Huge success.
It made me a lot of money.
Did not backfire at all.
Fascinating.
Because it's also equal opportunity.
And one of the greatest radio promotions of all time, Claire. Sorry, I wasn't on Jeopardy.
In two cities and then the rest of the nation.
We're the genius on Wheel of Fortune.
But yeah, I couldn't get away with
it. Oh, I guess them got it.
No, absolutely not.
We got to go. Matt has a great joint on the Upper West Side. Get Parts Beer Culture. Then you got the second place just called Beer Culture on 45th.
That's the first place, but yes.
Where we got to do one of these. We have
to
go
down there.
We have to.
Yeah.
And then Matt just set up for real the pinball room upstairs. Oh, there's 7 or 8 machines. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yep. Tournaments. We're going to be having parties up there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have Pulp Fiction. Just released last week, Pulp Fiction pinball game.
Oh, really?
I think there's only 6 in the country right now.
So, at what point do you hear Sam Jackson?
Yeah, when does it start with the
just more sound? Say what one more time.
Wait, you got a Pulp Fiction?
You want to go up there and touch it?
I'll touch it. I want to touch it.
That's what she said.
Oh, damn.
That's what the Buzzcock said. Why can't I touch it?
What's your favorite Touch It song?
Why Can't I Touch It from the Buzzcocks?
That's your favorite?
Robert, Touch It?
To you?
Yeah.
I'll go with Touch Me, The Doors.
Ah, you took mine.
How about Touch Me, I'm Dick, Citizen Dick?
Oh.
What's yours, Claire?
I'm too young for that.
No, any song that has
You can touch it, Dick.
This is how we're ending the great live stream.
I'm going to be so honest. Like, I really can't think of a song that I have listened to in the last few years with the name.
Why do you take Touch Me, babe?
All right, fine. You can have that one. I'll go with I Touch Myself.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
That's the one I was going to do.
You can't reclaim all of them.
So I said Doors. You jumped on me for that one.
Here's what I can
remember.
I'm
going with the Vinyls.
Okay.
Damn it. I will.
Samantha Fox, right?
No.
Oh, wait. What was her name?
She's trying to get one out.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Claire.
That's what she said. I will put my claim on my musical theater background.
Oh, they say clam for a second.
Hey, yo. I'll put my claim on my musical theater background, and I will say Memory from Cats.
Okay.
Touch me.
There you
go. It's so easy to leave me.
You've just given me flashbacks to when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I almost dove for cover.
I hate Andrew Lloyd Webber, but
shit! Fuck
There's only one Andrew Lloyd Webber that I like, and the rest of it is shite.
I'm assuming you like Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's because it's the gray and the beard. The truth.
Well, no, it just has one good show.
You guys do
yes,
your own
that's
show
exactly
next
it.
Time.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a great story about
Broadway
that
show.
Have fun at Broadway, you idiots!
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, my other bar is right next to Broadway, so all those
you hate Broadway.
can't stand it.
Actually,
but
a lot of the Broadway guys
love it. I love the
lot of the working Teamsters and the
we hate Broadway, Rob.
Yeah, but a lot of those
like
guys,
the whole thing,
they
sucks,
are free,
the actors are great.
Yeah, but we met a couple of like stagehands are great laborers who go to beer culture.
They're good folks.
The guy in The Lion King. He's like the seventh line from the stage.
Oh, good for him.
He's got a tiki bar in his house. Six. He's good. He's a good guy.
Stupid fan. That's the guy. Opera. That show should have ended 10 years before.
And you know, Steve Saller also enjoyed beer culture.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I took him to the Hell's Kitchen location when he came to town. So. Right.
Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, it's your father.
My dad.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, my God. That's so awkward now.
My, you know. And then it's a super Asian name, Steve.
Yeah, old Steve-O.
Yeah.
Old Steve. All right, we're going to go. I'm going to just hit end stream.
Can't wait to end this because I have my little lady bladder can't handle the amount of
tickle her!
Putting in. I have to pee so bad.
Go.
Good job.
I got to pee.
Thanks for coming to the party.
I got
to
pee.
Stand up. Just stand up and go.
They don't get to see me stand up again.
Who just hit me in the head?
That was Matt, not me.
I thought that was your hand. I'm trying to high five you. I got your face.
All right,
well, see you later, folks.
There you go.
Crawl.
I'll crawl out. But.
Stand up.
And go. I have thoughts on the blowing whistleblower. Anyway.
Oh, damn. There she goes. All right. Claire was fun.
She's all right.
Matt was fun. Barbara was fun.
Opie was fun.
Go F yourselves, right? F! Boo, 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 boo.
Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.